fired a shot at them as he fled. New Orleans Item, 5/25/18. Bakery driver wounded by Negro highwayman. Victim of a Negro highwayman's bullet received at 2 o'clock Saturday morning, Theodore Blaum, driver of a bakery wagon, is in Charity Hospital in a critical condition. Chances of recovery are said to be slight. He was shot in the left breast, the bullet just missing his heart. Blaum was fired upon without warning as he emerged from an alley in the rear of 1813 Baron Street, where he was delivering bread. After shooting him, says Blaum, the Negro took $3 from his clothing. Blaum climbed back on his wagon and drove to the hospital. The Negro escaped. Hours earlier, Charlton R. Beatty, former U.S. District Attorney residing in the DeSoto Hotel, was fired upon by a Negro highwayman at Coliseum near First Street. He was not injured. Henry Baldwin, president of A. Baldwin & Company, who witnessed the assault from the gallery of his home, was fired upon when he yelled at the footpad. Mr. Baldwin was not hurt. The Negro got nothing. The police believe the man who held up Mr. Beatty is the one who shot Blaum. The descriptions tally. The highwayman is said to be about 25 years old, 5 feet 8 inches, and 135 pounds. He wore a brown shirt and black pants. The holdups Saturday morning made 5 highway jobs in 48 hours. In all cases, the assailant was a Negro. Although the Negro held a revolver to his head, Beatty refused to comply. "I'll not do it," he told the robber, when ordered to throw up his hands. The Negro's loud talk attracted Mr. Baldwin. "As I came out on the upstairs gallery to investigate the loud talking," Mr. Baldwin told the police, "I saw a Negro pointing a gun to the head of a white man. I hollered to the Negro, and he backed away and fired 2 shots." Mr. Blaum is married. New Orleans Times-Picayune, 5/26/18. Axe murder suspect released, withstands grilling by police chief. Andrew Maggio, held since Thursday in connection with the murder of his brother and sister-in-law, keepers of a grocery store at Magnolia Street, was released from custody by Superintendent Mooney Saturday night. "It is terrible that I should be accused of killing my brother when I am innocent," said Maggio. "I may say something at another time, but I can't talk about it tonight." New Orleans States, 5/26/18. Near death as bandit fires in 6th holdup. Saturday night was no exception to the rule applying to the nightly holdups since Wednesday, during which time 6 holdups of citizens occurred. In every case, the highwayman was a Negro who held his victims at bay with a revolver. The latest highway victim was J.E. Reagan, supervisor for the Illinois Central Railroad at the Union Station. Mr. Reagan was on his way home shortly after 11 o'clock. When he reached Bowden and Rendon Streets, a Negro jumped out from a hiding place and commanded Reagan to throw up his hands. Instead of complying, Mr. Reagan leaped forward and grabbed the hand which held the revolver. A struggle followed, during which shots were fired. Fortunately, they all went wild. The Negro escaped. He secured nothing. Police squad on scene. Armed with riot guns and led by Senior Captain Capo, a squad of policemen scoured the neighborhood in a vain search. The highwayman Saturday night did not escape without leaving telltale evidence behind. The police are in possession of a dark slouch hat, which remained in the grip of Mr. Reagan, who tried desperately to hold on to the Negro until assistance could reach him. New Orleans Times-Picayune, 5/26/18. Highwayman takes clothes. Another holdup in the series of highway robberies of white persons by armed Negroes was reported to the police early Sunday morning. Richard Bray, 17, was relieved of $1.40 and a bundle of clothes at Banks and Clark Streets. The Negro answers to the description of the one who, earlier in the night, held up and shot at J.E. Reagan. As in the earlier robbery, the highwayman left his hat in making his getaway. May 26, 1918. The Irish Channel. Navy's called it instinct. Not sense, skill, talent. Instinct. If it wasn't in you...